Details obscured from above took on sharply defined clarity as they came rapidly closer. Juno had stationed the ship above the equator. What had looked like a broad, dark line turned out to be a steep-walled trench, filled with construction machinery, slaves, and cargo-carrying walkers. Weapons emplacements and armed squads of stormtroopers kept a close eye on the toiling Wookiees. The apprentice wove around bundles of giant metal girders and other debris as he fell, trusting in the Force to protect him from the worst of it. As he neared the surface of the Death Star, he flipped upside down so he was descending feet first and braced himself for impact. He came down securely on the gray hull in a clear patch between two major construction sites. His lightsaber was instantly in his hand. He could feel Master Coda and the others somewhere in the massive superstructure, but their Force signatures were obscured by the presence of so much suffering. Darting wraith-like from cover to cover, he approached a patrol from behind. Armed with long-range blaster rifles, they strolled almost casually along a ramp halfway up the southern trench wall. Their particular job, it seemed, was to keep an eye on a string of 20 slaves walking in chains from one location to another along the trench floor. Another pair of guards watched the slaves from the far side of the trench, while two more pairs stood at either end of the line. The apprentice hopped from conveyor belt to conveyor belt until he was at the nearest pair's level. Raising both hands, he choked the trooper on the right until he dropped unconscious to the railing, then coerced the left into turning around.
"Tell me where the prisoners are housed," he said without mincing words.
Each of the 24 zones has a worker restraint facility," said the stormtrooper. "Those hairy beasts down there are always running amok. There are also cell blocks in the detention level for traitors and spies."
"Have any new prisoners arrived?"
"How would I know? I've been working this grind for a week now."
"Does the Emperor or Lord Vader ever come to supervise your operation here?"
"Constantly. It makes the engineers nervous."
"Do they stay anywhere in particular?"
"You're asking the wrong guy. I'm not privy to the Emperor's movements. Try Sergeant Germain."
The apprentice put him to sleep with a single thought, and stepped over the body as the stormtrooper crumpled at his feet. Before the pair's opposite numbers on the far side of the trench could notice, he hurried on his way, thinking through the few possibilities open to him. Shackled and restrained, the 20 Wookiees lowed softly to one another. Many showed signs of malnutrition and mistreatment. One stumbled, prompting a warning shot over her head from the guards on the far side of the trench. The tallest Wookiee, an enormous male with a full graying mane, roared in protest and raised his hands in a fighting stance. The chains prevented him from doing more than that, however, and a blaster bolt at his feet forced him back down, growling in frustration. The apprentice watched the incident, feeling a plan taking shape in his mind. The slaves outnumbered the guards more than 2-1, if this small sample was anything to go by. Dropping off the ramp and onto a conveyor belt, he ran to the head of the slave convoy and dropped the lead stormtroopers before they even saw him. He swung his lightsaber twice more, cutting the binders of the lead Wookiee slave to make clear his intent, then reached up with the Force and telekinetically wrenched the far wall's ramp out of its footings, spilling the guards to the bottom of the trench. By then, the rear guards were reacting, assembling the Wookiees in front of them to form a protective barrier and calling for reinforcements. The apprentice sliced three more of the slaves free. The four of them took up the arms of the fallen stormtroopers. Within moments, a full-scale battle had erupted. The apprentice cut his way to the big male, who roared open-mouthed in gratitude. Snatching one of the blasters from his fellows, he wielded it not at the guards or the weapons emplacements, beginning to target the minor insurrection below, but at the chains still binding half his fellow Wookiees. Indicating with a jerk of his head that the apprentice should deal with the remaining guards, he began pushing his people toward the nearest shelter. The apprentice saw the sense in that plan. He force leapt over the heads of the Wookiee shield and landed among the guards. They were quickly dispatched, and their blasters handed immediately to the last of the slaves to be freed. Together they ran for shelter through a gap in the trench's incomplete wall and were soon lost in the station's densely tangled infrastructure.